You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is 8 a.m. on the dot. Tuesday, July 23rd. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Our first hour, we pretty much talked about why are kids out in these streets killing other kids? Where are the parents? Again, contact your local alderperson and ask for legislation to be started that holds parents accountable, whether it's a fine, a ticket, or even after a certain number, an arrest. But it starts at home. You cannot, I mean, you can, but blaming or pointing the finger at Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the Milwaukee Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, that, no.
Yeah.
That starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Telly, I this is so difficult for me to talk about because, again, this woman looks like me. So authorities have released, and this shocking isn't even the word, a video that shows a white police officer in Springfield, Illinois, shooting a black woman who initially called the police in fear of a home intruder to then be killed by the same police that she called for support. Sonya Massey, 36 years old, was killed on the morning of July 6th by Deputy Sean Grayson of the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office in her home in Springfield, which is the Illinois state capital. Now, Massey, and see the trend? See how does this sound familiar, Telly? Her daughter confirmed that Sonya Massey was a paranoid schizophrenic. Sound familiar? Mental illness.
Yeah.
Sonya called the police because she thought that someone was trying to break into her home. When police arrived, they began looking inside Massey's home with flashlights. This is according to Sonya's neighbor, Cheryl Evans. Evans wondered why police had not knocked on her door, as they typically have done in the past when searching for suspects. Eventually, Sean Grayson, again, who is a white police officer, and his partner entered the home where they began speaking to Sonya Massey. After initial discussion and request for Massey's driver's license, Gracie spotted a pot of boiling water on the stove and ordered Massey to remove it to avoid starting a fire. In doing so, Massey asked the officers, who visibly distanced themselves away from her as she goes to pick up the pot, why they moved away from her. She says, "Where are you going?" Grayson, the police officer, says, "Away from your hot steaming water," while laughing. And Massey then says, "Away from the hot steaming water? Okay. I'll rebuke you in the name of Jesus." With his gun drawn, Grayson closed the distance between himself and Massey, who then, to your point, Telly, kneeled behind the counter with her hands up. You can see this. This is body cam footage that was released. And the police officer says, "You better effing not. I swear to blank, I'll effing shoot you right in your effing face." Massey can be heard saying, "I'm sorry," as Grayson continues to advance. And she says, "I'm sorry again." And then Grayson fires three shots, striking her with a bullet below the eye that exited from the back of her neck and killed her. The police officer, Grayson, then goes on to say, "That's a headshot. She's done." Please watch this body cam footage. Now, for those that this will be a trigger, I'm not encouraging you to watch it.
Yeah,
but when you watch it, it is graphic. However, when you watch it, you will see that this is another instance. Now, where is Mr. Grayson at now, Telly?
Jail. Custody.
Grayson has been arrested and charged with three counts of first-degree murder and is being held without bond until his trial is set to begin. And it is exceedingly rare in this country for police officers to be charged with murder in the death of a citizen, and has not occurred since the killing of George Floyd in 2020. But when you see this body cam footage,
yeah, It is.
You will understand.
It is ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. And this is truly a cop that had an itchy trigger finger and was looking for any reason. Because if this person called you to their house, why would they be a threat to you if they're calling about another intruder? And for this to be the result, it is one of the most sickening things I have seen on video. I want to say ever. I'm not just going to say in a long time, because the way that she was just executed, like that's the correct term. She was executed.
What's even more disgusting and sickening, Telly, is that when the paramedics arrived, you could hear one of the paramedics in the video asking the police officers, where's the gun? Officer Grayson replies that Macy had a pot of boiling water and threatened to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. That was his rationalization. The paramedics took her to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead.
Wow.
And when the paramedics arrived, she was still gasping for her life.
And he told her, don't worry about getting the medical kit. In the video, Grayson tells the second deputy that she's done when he says he's going to get his med kit immediately after Massey is shot.
One of the residents of Springfield, Illinois, where this horrific murder took place, and I quote, when I watched the George Floyd tape, it blanked me off. When I watched this, it blanked me off even further.
Yeah.
To your point.
It is bad. And it's not even about, oh, will this family get justice and about the money. It's not about that. It is about a life being lost. Because if you ask any family that has lost someone by the hands of police officers, I'm sure they would much rather have that person in their life than any amount of money. So it's not even about that. It's about white police officers constantly disregarding black lives.
Breonna Taylor was murdered inside of her home. Black woman out of Louisville, Kentucky. And there are others.
Oh, the list goes on and on and on.
On our Truth Talking text line, June asked, where can we find the video? June, June, is just Google Sonya Massey, and you can see the body cam footage online. And her name is S-O-N-Y-A. Her name is spelled S-O-N-Y-A. Last name, M as in Michael, A-S-S-E-Y. Sonya Massey. Literally, just type her name in the search box on Google or YouTube, whatever search engine that you use, and you can easily access the body cam video showing the white police officer fatally shooting 36-year-old black woman, Sonya Massey, inside of her home. Yeah. And when I saw the video, I literally just... You know, we used to say during the Jim Crow and civil rights movement, when I say we as black people, I'm tired of being tired.
Yeah. Because if you're constantly seeing these things, these images, they're going to constantly be perpetuated. Anytime you see someone dying at the hands of a police officer or security guard, and every single time it's a person of color, you don't think that has an effect on how we look at things, how other communities view what is going on with us? Because as we talked about, there are no coincidences. So is it a coincidence that it's always somebody black that's being killed by somebody who's white? No, it's not.
And what's crazy, I got to read what Alfonso says in our YouTube message board. Where did it go? Calling the cops these days is a death sentence. And that's a valid feeling. Calling the police that took an oath to protect and serve. This woman was schizophrenic and thought that someone was intruding in her home. And you don't even have to be schizophrenic to feel that somebody might be intruding in your home. And the police officer's like, we scoped the neighborhood. We walked around the house. We didn't see anybody. And he's telling her, first of all, the pot of boiling water, it did not look like it was anywhere near starting a fire.
And on top of that, they were at least 8 to 10 feet away from each other.
At least.
So all of a sudden, she was just about to take the boiling water and launch it your way?
Again, this is, and if you want to debate me on this, 833-212-1017. There are a number of people, again, who don't even see black women. It's like we're invisible. I'll give you an example. Every time, it doesn't matter, every time I walk down the street on Wisconsin to leave where I stay to come to the studio. And after, I don't mean like in the morning, but afterwards, there's a lot of people on Old Third World Street. You'll see certain people that are walking on both sides of the sidewalk. See me coming and still just keep, don't even move.
Yeah.
It's little microaggressions like that. And guess what I do? I keep walking. You gonna move, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But it's like we're invisible. And if we're invisible just by walking down the street, sure, I'll shoot you. I don't see you as a human being. I don't see you as a mother, a daughter, a wife.
And I'll get out of it because all I have to say is I felt like my life was threatened. And I'm trained to react if I feel like my life is in danger.
I'll get away with it.
Yeah, that's the approval stamp. That is the license to kill.
833-212-1017. What do we need to do as a community? Because Alfonso's statement, calling the cops these days is like a death sentence. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer Series has been a hit this summer. Join our Truth team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwood Hughes this Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Mo Bay Cafe, located at 1022 South 1st Street in Milwaukee. There's going to be delicious cocktails, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort and Water Park giveaway, and Dr. Ken Harris will be broadcasting his show live from 4 to 6 p.m. Also, everyone who attends will receive a free ticket to the Wisconsin State Fair. We can't wait to see you this Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Mo Bay Cafe, 1022 South 1st Street in Milwaukee. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We've been talking about the most recent episode in Killing Innocent Black People. Was this episode 3,258 in the last year?
Oh, man.
Sonya Massing, 36-year-old black woman, was killed early on the morning of July 6th by Deputy Sean Grayson, a white police officer. Now, Sonya was inside her home and feared of a home intruder. Her family confirmed that she was a paranoid schizophrenic. And Sonya had called the police because she thought someone was trying to break into her home. When the police arrived, they began looking inside Massey's home. Massey had a pot of boiling water on the stove. They asked her to remove it. She said, away from the hot steaming water, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And if you watch the body cam video footage, at that point, the gun was drawn. Massey began to kneel behind the counter with her hands up, followed by a fatal shooting to her head, which then exited her body from the back of her neck.
Yeah, for no reason.
This is a developing story, but again, the body cam video shows the Illinois deputy, Sean Grayson, fatally shooting Sonya Massey, another black woman inside her home, just like Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Attorney Ben Crump has been retained by Massey's family to represent them. Sean Grayson is currently in jail and has been charged with first-degree murder, which is rare because usually this is not the case. This is the second time since the George Floyd Justice Act, which was passed. But Grayson is currently in the custody of police and has been arrested and charged with 3 counts of first degree murder and is being held without bond until his trial is set to begin.
And not that you need any more additives to this story, but he didn't turn on his body cam until after the shooting, by the way.
Of course.
Yes. And I'm assuming that he probably felt that, oh, they'll take my word for it. And, oh, this is just another, you know, black person that, you know, I killed. Oh, well, you know.
Black person? That would be on a good day. We're not people. Those type of police officers, they don't see person. Yeah. They see animal, monkey, thug, crazy.
Yeah.
I told you, like, it never fails. I walk down Old Third World Street where all those bars are. It'll be people, certain people. They just walk in and because, you know, it's like, what's the rule? Like, you walk on the left side if you're going this way, and then the other person walks on the right side of the same street if you go on the other way. They'll see me coming as if they want me to stop and move out of their way. It's little microaggressions like that.
And how did we start this show? We started this show talking about why all these shootings are taking place now that the RNC is over. Same thing with that. When we were last week, weren't we talking about how nice everybody was?
Everybody.
We're walking down the street. Good morning. How are you?
I ain't seen that many happy people before in my life in one under one roof.
But when they talk about, it's so crazy to me after an event like that of that magnitude and the success that it was, you say, all right, time to go back to the norm.
And this is what.
And that's the norm.
That's the norm.
And that's the thing that, you know, just perplexes me so much is you put this city in the best light that you possibly could. And kudos, because you did a great job when everyone was looking at Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But why can't you keep that same energy once these people leave?
It's called putting lipstick on a pig. Good morning, Julian. Thank you for waiting. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is what is at stake in the November 2024 election. I've been telling folks, of the presidential candidates, which one of them, who promised immunity to cops like that who hate scrutiny, to do to me whatever they want with impunity? As you can see, that ain't cool with me or my community. They're recruiting me to help put them in power. To me, that's lunacy. A president who gives his consent to cops shooting me, it's evident he never should get the opportunity. Insulting my intelligence, man, Trump ain't fooling me. Selling tacky sneakers to people who look like me, you and me. Apologize to the Central Park Five for all this cruelty. November, Milwaukee, Black Milwaukee, let's reject them. Let's show unity. That's my thought. Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome, Julian. Thank you for not only listening, but thank you for sharing that powerful message. We appreciate you. Also, I got to give a huge shout out to all of our listeners on the YouTube message board. We see y'all, and y'all be having some powerful conversations. We love y'all. We see y'all. Yes. And thank you for all the positive energy that y'all are giving to us. We appreciate you. Good morning, Al. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is that a pipe will eventually bust from pressure. And probably what's going to happen is going to be a very big, massive loss of lives of white police officers, because the only thing they respect is death. And this is not calling for violence of anything. But what's going to happen, people are going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then it's going to be eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Because if you look at what's going on for many years, they've been doing what they want. But when you get on the other side and the other person is holding the gun and the machete, then they will want to talk about unity. So I'm not preaching violence, but I'm just saying what's going to happen is the pipe will bust some pressure. And when the pipe busts some pressure, their blood will be shed. And they are very afraid of death, even though they have the highest suicide rate. But that's what's going to happen eventually.
You know,
eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And that's where we're going.
I got to piggyback off of what Al was saying. Because, you know, I find it interesting. When we have this type of traumatic experience as a community, when we see people that look like us constantly being killed by security officers or law enforcement officers, when it's them, it's they were doing their job. It's justice. They were following proper procedure. But when we do it, it's violence. Mm-hmm. Violence is violence. And so if, you know, I and this is something I also teach my kids, life gives you exactly what you give it. What you put in, exactly what you're going to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are constantly witnessing people that look like you being murdered for doing nothing, especially when it's inside their own home.
I don't know if that has ever been the case for a white person to be killed by a cop inside their own home.
But my thing is, they're doing their job.
Yeah, no.
But when it's us, oh man.
And if that's
so violent,
if that double standard wasn't emphasized on January 6th.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. For them to be called peaceful protesters. Now, we know if we walk down the street to get to Capitol Hill with a little butter knife, we would be arrested for, you know, carrying a deadly weapon.
You see what I'm saying?
You know.
The narrative. January 6th, there was nothing peaceful about that.
Yeah.
And a police officer died. Numbers were injured, but that was a peaceful protest. So it's violence when it's us, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking my call and having such a great conversation.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm a retired educator. Before that, I was a truck driver. And I went into the school system thinking that there weren't enough men in black men in the system, in MTS, to make a difference. So I went in there for that. But the story I'm going to tell you has nothing to do with school. I'm going to tell you about a personal thing that happened to me with my daughter. I'm training my daughter, teaching my daughter how to clean the house. She gets smart with me, and I snatch her up like a chicken. She calls a relative, gets a relative involved, and the relative calls the police because she's an educator too. And she has this rule that if a child is being hurt, she has to call, she has to report it. You're my relative. Call me. Talk to the adult. This happens where men, black men, know when the police come to your door, you subdue, even though that's your child. You don't want to get shot. If you don't want to get killed, you give it up. I gave up my 16-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And these things take time. My daughter's 30-something years old now. Her children are teenagers hanging out in these parks, shooting one another. Or having the attitude that I can go to school and disrespect anybody I want because my mom's going to take my side.
Yeah.
Parents have bit the apple. They've taken on this attitude that my child does nothing wrong.
That's
I'm
it.
Done with my comment.
Completely agree,
I'm done
Al.
With my comment.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's like discipline.
And those are the stories that don't show up in the statistics.
Exactly.
You know, because, again, that's something that two adults could have handled. And because that's your rule, Like, you, yeah, that to me, but these are things that we didn't ever have to worry about.
Mm-mm.
And because if I called my aunt or my uncle or my mom, they'd be like, all right, so what you do? You must have did something to deserve that. Not,
matter of fact,
not, oh,
you
man,
better than me.
They wrong.
You better than me. I wouldn't even call. I'd be like, click.
I had nine aunties and two uncles. So, yeah, you weren't calling somebody on your mama, like, so, or your daddy because of you getting disciplined. But again, I could see how that can just go in a whole different direction where the initial point was for you to discipline someone who was disrespecting you at that particular time. But it's the cycle. Like he said, now, she has children that are teenagers that are hanging out doing the wrong things because they don't want to respect authority.
Hold these parents accountable. City of Milwaukee, please. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Hope you are having a great start to the new week. It is Tuesday, Telly, our favorite day of the week.
You know
it. Said no one ever. Speaking of Milwaukee and it being Tuesday, Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, is making her first presidential campaign stop right here in Milwaukee. Again, she is set to launch her presidential campaign with a visit to Milwaukee today as she makes her first official campaign stop after President Joe Biden's withdrawal.
Yeah. And DT, we talked a lot about who wasn't endorsing her. And there's been a few that have come out since she announced. When Joe Biden announced that he was stepping aside, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, he hasn't said, you know, come out fully yet. But they're going to have a meeting and him.
But she did get the Don Juan, Chuck Schumer.
She got Chuck Schumer.
When she got Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, I was like this.
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was like, it ain't looking good.
And to me, that really, in my opinion, that helped her pick up a lot of steam on,
yes,
outside of the fact that she ended up raising a campaign record of, I think, close to like $89 million in 24 hours. I'm looking right now feverishly to get that number. But it seems like in Wisconsin delegates, they were among several states that have already come out and said we're going to fully support her and fully back her. And I mean, maybe in these 3 weeks she can put in some crazy work. I know she ain't going to be sleeping that much, but maybe before Chicago, August 19th, they can have or start to show the unity that a lot of Democrats are looking to see.
And just, Telly, and for our valued listeners that are, especially those that are Black, get ready because there's going to be a lot of triggers. You've already got GOP lawmakers tweeting or Xing or putting on their social media platforms that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was a DE&I hire. She was only hired because she was Black.
Yes.
They've got this viral thing now called Brat, referring to, and I got to figure out what this means, but just get ready. Whatever you need to do to mentally prepare yourself. And remember, you got certain people. I'm so serious, Telly, because as I'm saying this to y'all, I'm saying this to myself. You got certain people who are going to intentionally try to provoke you to go there.
Mm-hmm.
because they know all they have to do is say something and they'll get away with it. But you, you'll be the one that's the angry, overly aggressive, threatening, toxic black person. And that's why they, quite frankly, they tell folks, don't talk about politics at the workplace. I'm telling you right now, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a presidential election like never before. You've got lawmakers who've taken an oath to ensure that citizens have freedom, access to equality, and they're now labeling her as a DEI hire. Madam Vice President, who was chosen by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's actually, here's the thing. If they weren't worried, that's the thing about life. If people weren't worried about your greatness, they would not come for you.
They don't trip off you.
Do you feel what I'm saying, Truth Nation?
People trip off you when you become a threat.
When you become a threat.
Yes.
And the fact that she's raised this money in record amount of time as a black woman.
Listen to this. Got the official number. So after the freezing of donor cash helped force Biden out of the race, Democratic wallets have opened big time. Harris raked in more than $100 million between Sunday and Monday evening, a campaign official said, boasting more than 1.1 million unique donors, 62% of them first-time contributors.
Look.
Like, that's the type of information that we want to make sure that you are aware of, because I'm sure you're not going to hear that.
No.
On any of these news sources.
And that is you talk about record-breaking progress. But again, black folks, don't talk about politics at work. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a setup.
Yeah.
Cypher, thank you so much for holding. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. You're live with DT and Telly. Cypher, what is your question or comment?
Well, you mentioned something earlier about corporal punishment in schools and today's youth being troubled without any guidance, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think we need to really work on expression and respect. But I don't think putting hands on children in a troubled society is the best way to go about it if you're worried about guns. I think they need to learn how to express themselves without feeling threatened or confined or oppressed. It's a good thing people are afraid of children who've been forgotten.
I knew you were going to call in. That's why I didn't respond to your text.
And in regard to the assassination attempt, Trump is not racist, but some of his supporters are. It was a compromised ground unit who saw that but didn't relay the message to the big dogs. So he did not. I guess he didn't think about when he used his privilege or his power card for some of his zealots, how that might affect how they might think about him sitting pretty and glamorous while some people are suffering. They got to do the dirty work. So why not cut the circle with the straightest line and cause that conflict? Because people can't wait to be animals. But I guess he didn't think about that.
Cypher, let me go back to a point that you just made earlier. You said children, you know, you obviously are not pro corporal punishment, and we should allow children to express themselves. Those 45 seconds of bullets that you heard flying across and killing a 17-year-old girl, would that be expressing themselves?
That's society's failure.
I'm asking you, is that them expressing themselves when they, because you're saying, I'm not advocating for corporal punishment. All I'm saying is that it did exist. And is there a correlation between that, removing that, and what's now taking place among our young people? So when you hear 45 seconds of bullets flying everywhere from teenagers, which one resulted in a 17-year-old girl getting killed, is that them expressing themselves?
Obviously, this is the youth of the nation being heard.
Mm. Well, I'm sure you've heard this before if you've listened to our show before. I'm married to a teacher. So when you say let them express themselves, like when they come in and just disrespect the teachers and stuff like that, you're supposed to just say, oh, okay. Well, there's no consequences to your actions, or oh, that's fine that you came in here and cursed
me
out.
That depends on what kind of swift retribution you want. There's steps you can take for that: write-ups, disciplinary reaction. But making them upset or fear or threatening them is not the way to go. Like you say, you can write them, up, you suspend them, but there's steps. But
okay, you can write them up every time they come in and cuss me out.
Cypher,
I'm gonna just write you up.
Cypher, let me ask you. May I ask you a personal question?
Alternative school.
May I ask you a personal question, Cypher? And if you say no,
yes.
May I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Do you have children?
No. look at this world. Why would I?
She.
I thought I had enough.
DT has left the building.
I consider these things. See, I thought about, like, you know, what meals I would prep my pregnant wife every day of her pregnancy. I think about how I would nurture my child and what kind of core values I would instill in them. And right now, it's not too safe.
Yeah, so I'm just because I don't think Denise is going to speak on this anymore, and we go say this, and we're going to move on to the next caller. But unless you have kids, it's kind of hard to talk about parenting unless you have children to really.
Oh, but I do.
You can have all the opinions in the world. You can say all the things that you would do. You can say all the things you would do, but you're not in that situation.
I do have children, but I knew you would say that. I do have children, but I knew you would say that.
Okay. Well, all right. All right, Ricky. Yeah, we good.
Thank you, Cypher, for calling. Yeah. Thank you for your call. Good morning, Pam. We appreciate your patience. What is your question or comment?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just had to call in because of that last guy. I don't understand that one. I thought back in the days when you express yourself, you express yourself with clothing or writing or something like that. It ain't about violence. Now, I'm saying this because I had kids young. I had 4 kids by the time I was 20. One time the police brought my son home. I told him in front of that police, if this police wasn't standing here right now, I would tear your head off. Before that police closed that door, I lit in on him because guess what? This is what we're not going to do. And people always say, well, we all need to help. Some of it I understand, for the simple fact is that it starts at home, period. And when they took the discipline out the house, that gave the kids to do what they want to do. But I didn't give a fuck about the law because I'm still going to tear your head up as long as you're under my roof. I never gave up on my kids. I did what I had to do. Right now, they all in their 30s and only one been in jail, and that's my son. But other than that, we got to help. Sometimes we don't want to help because you got kids that's out here wilding out. The parents don't care because they friends. So they feel that their kids don't do nothing wrong instead of trying to look at the big picture. What did my child do before you go in on the other parent or do something ignorant? So my case is still, it still starts at home because my kids don't disrespect me. My kids don't disrespect adults. And before I sit up there and take my kids out, I need to hear the side and I need to hear the story. But this people, you don't want to step in because if they ain't going to respect their parents, they show in the AC hockey sticks, they ain't going to respect you.
Well, thank you, Pam. The doors of the church are now open.
Interesting. Yeah.
What just happened, though? I was like, do you have kids? He was like, no. And then it's like 10 seconds later, psych, I just went to see. I'm like, what?
Can't make this up.
It is too early. Hey, Kelly, I'm not built for this at 8:40.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Pam, thank you so much for that. And again, y'all got to join the YouTube message board. Y'all are going in on the message board. I'm loving it. I see y'all. And if you want to get involved in this conversation, just simply visit YouTube, search for 101.7 The Truth, hit that subscribe button. And Truth Nation, we got to give y'all some love because our subscribers have continued to go up day by day by day. Thank y'all so much for that. We appreciate you watching, you subscribing, because you don't ever have to miss. Because see, you probably just tuned in right now. You like, what is Denise? Why should she take her earphones off and her headphones and walk out the studio?
Go back and listen.
Go back and listen. All right. Tara, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Linda, listen, Linda. When, no, ma'am. No, sir. When he messing up the school, all they need to do is get written up and blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, sir. He evidently has not been on the other end of that because now I have a child who they kept writing up the bullies and talking to them and et cetera, and they would keep doing it. So I had a parent conference. I was like, nope, done with this. I need to speak to the parents. We need to have a parent roundtable. until I told one of these little boys and his mother, until you stop bullying my child, I'm going to meet your mother outside and begin to bully her after school every day. After that, he stopped bullying my child. And as far as the last caller, where she said, I'm 100% in agreement with that, because it does start at home. You have to discipline your children, because if you don't, the streets will. And I know one time my children, they didn't even get a spanking. They just knew it was coming. And so they were screaming and crying because they knew what was going on. The police came to my house and was saying I was abusing them. I said, no, not yet. But I am Mr. Miyagi up around this camp, wax on, wax off. And I told them what my children did, and they went and talked to them, and they said, ma'am, continue on with what you were doing, because they knew they were wrong. Indeed, they did.
Tara, not wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Butt cheeks will be shining all day. Because if I don't do it, y'all go catch my son out there on the street and beat him.
Yeah.
Because he's, and I'm be watching TV. Man, that boy sure can't run. And look, wait, that's my son.
Yeah.
No, sir, not today. Not on my watch.
And on top of that, one last thing, when the police do it, they're not going to do it out of love.
Come on, somebody.
At least you're doing it out of love.
Look, can I just say that, Tara, Ricky, who was the previous call?
Child.
Tara, thank you so much for your call. Who was the call? Was it Pam? Pam, Tara, when I say this, because I know we got to go to break. Ain't nothing like a black mama. Ain't nothing like a black mama. Thank y'all so much for your calls. When we come back, we're going to give you our truth of the matter. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank y'all so much, because y'all are giving me all the life I need today. I see y'all on the YouTube message board. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank y'all so much again for giving us all, and I'll use Tory Lowe's saying, all the smoke this morning, and rightfully so. Again, Madam Vice President is scheduled to arrive here in Milwaukee around 11:30 this morning and will speak at a campaign event just after 1 in the afternoon before she heads back to D.C. around 2:15. And the reason why that's part of my truth of the matter is that, you know, I'm going to keep it real, Telly. I was a little nervous as a traditionally voting Democrat who has publicly said, I don't know who I'm voting for. But now, because, you know, I like to be on the winning side. The truth of the matter is that Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, the truth of the matter is that based on what we're seeing right now, has a very strong possibility of being the first elected black woman president. That's my truth of the matter.
And as we talked about last week during the RNC, and I kept referring to the RNC as a basketball game, and the Republicans were on a 20-0 run. Well, the momentum may have shifted back ever since Sunday. And the Democrats, you raise $100 million in basically 24 hours.
Kamala, let me hold something. Yeah, she'll get the plan, but let me borrow $50. I know you got it. Kamala.
Right
let
now.
Let me hold something.
Right now, that's a dream start. And but my truth of the matter is about today's show and just having the platform to talk about these things. And where else are you going to have conversations about parenting anywhere else? And you can have different angles, different inputs. And so I enjoyed this show today, and I hope this is the beginning of many more shows like this, because these are some of the things we have to address. We can always just be quick to point at, this is what Mayor Johnson isn't doing. This is what the county executive isn't doing. We don't have this. We don't have that. MPS is messed up right now. All that may be true, but here's the deal. That has nothing to do with you starting at home and making sure you are proper home training, understanding, and making sure that they respect authority and know right from wrong. Start from there before you start complaining about other things. Look at yourself before you start to blame other people for what's going on. That's there, my truth of the matter.
There you have it. Telly's truth of the matter. Again, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Stay locked in because this is the only station that's going to give you 9 consecutive hours of live Black Talk Radio where you can also be engaged. Your voice is valuable, but please don't talk about politics at work because I'm telling y'all, it's a setup. Don't do it. Don't fall for it. They're going to try to dingle that little low-hanging fruit. So, I see Kamala raised $100 million. Huh, that's interesting. Just be like, yep, it is. Thank you. Now, what about that report? Just change the subject. Next up, Sherwin Hughes. Stay locked in. Make it a great day. Have a great day. We love you, and we will hear and see you. Actually, Telly will, because I'm on assignment tomorrow. So y'all pray for me, because I'll be flying on Delta in about 3 hours. Love y'all so much. See you Thursday.
Peace out.